on today's show. We got a big one for you. How do you keep your mind right? I got to ask you guys that question as the listeners, as the co-hosts. They don't even know I'm about to bring this to them. What? That's right. I'm freaking out Kermit's cousin, Kermit the Frog. Now, we've got a lot of business card talk, RBF talk. Potts has some news. I really wanted to get into resting bitch face and what the hell that is. Do people realize how poor they are portraying themselves? Bellies knocking over it. All kinds of statues. We're just pumped to do this again on a Feel Good Friday. So strap it on. It's Looch Dog in the morning.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Skater D.
Hey, I'm John Charles Meyer, producer of Dave Made a Maze.
Hey, what's up? This is Scott Lodotti, author of Play the Devil, and you are listening to Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
This is Andy fucking Cruz from SiriusXM 415, and you're listening to Looch Dog in the morning.
Number one podcast in the world. Yeah, boy.
Welcome back, folks. Oh, we're so happy to be here with you. Thank you for joining us on the channel TTR Studios from YouTube, live in your ears. So welcome to the show, my wonderful friends. Thank you for hanging out with us on another fantastic Friday. Belly Matt LaBelle joins me in studio. What's up, my man?
Oh, you went to me first today? That's crazy. Yeah. I was not ready.
I never tell them. I like to keep them on their toes. Put Matty Potts in the Santa Monica newsroom across the land. What's up, dude?
Greetings and salutations.
Happy Friday.
So thank you guys for hanging out with us live. Thank you on the social media lounge. Belly, what are we serving?
We're serving a glass case of emotion where you're just sitting in there, staring there, watching us. Nothing is in there.
The social media lounge, I will finally tell you for once exactly what I'm talking about, because if you're a podcast listener, I get texts on our call-in line, I get emails, I get voicemails, 571-354-7338, if you would like to interact with the show, both while it's on the air and off. I get them either way, and the most common question we ever get is, what the hell is the social media lounge?
Well, easy. The social media lounge. Oh, I didn't know that was a direct question at me.
It wasn't, you gotta just take it away.
The social media lounge is that sexy place where all of our wonderful live listeners hang out. Where they come in, they lounge around, they shoot the shit with each other.
It doesn't exist!
All while watching the show.
We create a space that doesn't exist. It's literally the chat room on YouTube. When you go to our live stream, just head into the chat.
It's their safe space.
But Potts, people are like setting their appointments to get in there because I think it's a fun, especially for the voice of One Wheel too, because it's like a fun place to kind of talk to each other, watch a show. Have you ever watched, I know like the show that I like to listen to, Dan Le Batard's show with Stu Gotts, they do watch parties where if ESPN has the rights to like the College World Series, or I'm sorry, the College National Championship, the football game, they just had a live stream like we do, except in the main screen, it was the game. And then in the corners, it was like just them talking. And I think that was an amazing way to watch the game. I feel like that's something the Potts would totally get down with.
Yeah, what would we live stream if we were going to be able to live stream something?
So it would have to be like we wouldn't be able to take the stream of the game because we don't have the rights to it. But what we could do,
if we could do anything, what would we like? Ooh. A Redskins game or something a little bit more?
Belly, if we could have the rights to, you're the sports guy. If we could have the rights to anything, let's stay in sports. Anything at all. Obviously, the Super Bowl would be nice.
It'd be championship games, yeah.
But I mean, like even like, I would love to have like.
Nope, it's not going to be tennis.
No, not tennis. Not Isner. I was thinking about that. But like, if I had like the PGA Tour right now or the PGA Championship, that'd be fun.
Let's
do some golf.
Is that golf?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Let's talk about golf.
What did you want? Here
the approach.
Hasn't everybody always wanted to do this at least once?
As Tiger Woods approaches the tee, he's plus 14, and the only people that are still at the golf course are watching Tiger Woods.
Pretty much every Sunday. So I think that would be a fun way. Like, what we could do, and
what is
Pons? That?
You can call me Isabel.
Whoa, who's Isabel Pons? Why is she whispering in my ear?
What is that?
Since we started whispering, I'll just go right into this if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Can I hijack real quick?
Dive in.
Go ahead.
Dig deep.
So have you guys heard of ASMR?
No. ASMR, no.
ASMR is an acronym. It stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. It's an experience characterized by a static-like or tingling sensation on the skin that typically begins on the scalp and moves down the back of the neck and upper spine. It's been compared to auditory tactile synesthesia. So basically, they talked about it on Stern yesterday, and I was just shocked because normally I've heard of things that they've talked about. I have never heard of any of this. And there's this whole thing on YouTube. Literally, these people have, some of them, the videos have 90 million views. These people do videos every single week, and it's where they whisper. And so what I was just playing was a school nurse annual physical exam. They have people eating pickles, people chewing gum. They have girlfriend experience. Wait. Where it's a girl laying in bed and they whisper. So this is all it is. And it's supposed to, yep.
Pause.
It's supposed to create, yeah.
I got to know. So you're telling me I can get a job softly whispering into people's ears?
Dude, guys, girls, yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
All right,
and
sweet.
I think really.
New career aspiration.
If you find, you have to find something that basically is just outside of the box. Like people are like, you know, eating pickles and it'll be a 2 hour long video. This one.
I don't understand. Wait a minute. Everybody tells us that our videos are 60 minutes. There's no, like literally one of the comments on the One Wheel forums was like, yeah, it's a 60 minute video. Anybody want to do the cliff notes for me? And I was like, dude, skip ahead. Or, you know, just like, I don't understand how are people going to listen to
60 minutes feel like 30 seconds. Ask any woman we've ever been with.
Oh crap. Hold on.
Touchdown! That was good. I'm just saying,
so
who's watching this for 2 hours? Is it 10 year olds?
It's
gotta be kids.
Like people with some sort of fetish. So what I did was last night, it's supposed to also help you go to sleep. So last night I listened to one. It was a guy shuffling a deck of cards and talking about like how to play poker, but it was all whispering and you could hear him shuffling the deck of cards and he was just talking. And I fell asleep in about 30 minutes.
I imagine this is very helpful for people that feel very lonely at night and they feel like, you know, I just want to fall asleep with someone talking to me.
I'm guaranteeing. Go ahead. Sorry.
Go.
I'm guaranteeing there are listeners right now that are going, guys, Sleep With Me podcast.
Sleep With Me podcast.
Oh, well, I've listened. I've used that Sleep With Me podcast a lot.
From PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcast that wants to make bedtime feel more than just fair, more than just a fine. I want to create a safe place for you to unwind. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep.
I mean, that's a thing.
That's funny.
Oh, dude, you have to play Skip to the Middle. I've used that several times to go to bed. This guy is got to be one of the most brilliant people ever. If you listen to this podcast, it is absolutely impossible to stay awake.
S-T-A-T-F-A-I-R. Until it's over, then I'm gone. There's another song that didn't make it.
Does he read books to you?
Despite this,
I'm pretty sure he does this in a way that it doesn't even make sense. Yeah, it's just meticulously put together to mess with your alpha and beta waves to put you to sleep.
Like if that guy can read me like a science book, I'd be asleep
song.
In 2 minutes.
They make plans to
meet
the roller coaster at 8:30. Standing by the roller coaster.
I'm
asleep right now.
Asleep right now. And I mean,
dude,
it's fascinating.
You,
and if we are, so is the social media lab.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What, Potts?
It's meticulously done because you listen and you think it's not reading a book. It's not reading a script. He stutters at certain points. He changes, like you try to keep up with what he's saying. And if you focus on trying to follow him, you literally get exhausted and fall asleep. It is the craziest podcast I've ever heard. The guy's got like, I think 100 episodes. It is brilliant. I'm telling you, it's nuts. I'd love to interview the guy.
So the thing is, I think the more interesting conversation here is like the things that exist that get 90 million views that make me want to jump off. Okay, I'm not going to make that joke, but that make me want to slam my head against the wall because
100%.
Of how hard we work towards this. And then you see somebody who plays Roblox and puts themselves in the corner, which is just like a Minecraft game that the kids go ape-ess over. I mean, these kids love this stuff now.
Ape-ess.
Do you like that? Sensory.
We're all on sensory right now.
Censorship. Yeah. So what it is Potts, it's just a kid playing video. It's a guy our age
right.
playing this Minecraft game. And he's like, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to go build a house. Let's go build a house. All right. And like,
that guy's on speed.
Dude, he is. And actually, one of my friends who was showing it to me, she's like, dude, this is you. Why don't you do this? This guy is like just basically you playing video games. And these things rich. Have like 4 million views.
Because Luch can't play video games rich. For more than like 35 minutes.
I can't.
Tops.
I can't. But if you're telling me that I can make money off of it, now I can.
No, but that's the thing is these people are playing for 8 hours at a time. You know, I mean, they lock themselves in the room with a case of Red Bull yep. and, you know, and there is a commitment there to the, for sure.
But there's,
and you're talking about the 0.5% of the entire population of gamers that's making the money.
So Belly and I were talking with somebody that we know that also has a child, and we were bringing up YouTube and how do you censor YouTube with a kid, because my God, parents, like when we were growing up, they didn't have to deal with that. But think about YouTube. Think about the internet. Like, literally, your kid can go out and figure out anything they want. And with such an inquisitive mind, you can look how easy it is for us to get down a rabbit hole. And I mean, for a kid who doesn't know anything is so inquisitive because they actually have real questions. Yeah. Oh my God, it must be so easy to find some weird, deep, dark shit.
Wow, that's a beautiful name, honey. Just going to write that down.
That sounds like a porno.
Yeah. So, you know, how many people are using this to go to sleep and how many people are using this to, like, diddle themselves?
Here's what I'm saying. Both. They're doing it both. They're doing both.
Yeah, it's
they're diddling
like,
themselves to sleep.
It's almost like this. Like racing yourself with the Ambien.
I can
like,
tell you, it sounds a lot better than what Luch goes to sleep to, which is basically a...
And this chick's pretty hot. I mean, but it's like she's literally beginning.
You're telling me there's a video?
Exam. She's asking your name. She's asking your height. Like, I'll fast forward it. But, I mean, it's all whispering.
What are you doing? So, are you wearing glasses sometimes? No. Okay.
Oh, you don't wear glasses? Anyway.
So, no, what's funny is because I was going to say this is basically, what's that? What's the movie where the guy's like, I think it's like Stifler here. He's like, I just want to take a bunch of Ambien and then basically see if we can bang out before we pass out. Either way, I win.
It's a race.
What is that movie? They're in a tent. I can see it. They're outside camping. They're in a tent. He's trying to bang out that chick. And then he ends up completely naked in the campground. It's Stifler. Nobody?
I have no idea.
Social Media Lounge, help me out. I need you right now. Oh, my God, I need it. All right, anyway, so good morning to everybody.
Yes, we're glad you sensory slept through that first segment today. Hopefully the Sleep With Me podcast didn't knock you out.
Yeah, that's fun. That's actually kind of a funny way to start a show. Bots is always like, wait, we need to start with something that's going to hook
the
listeners.
Let's start with some energy.
Let's start with energy, a good story. Let's just whisper to them. It's so weird, man, and that stuff probably makes them a whole boku bucks of money, but I do not make any money off of business cards. I don't make any money off of them. In fact, I went a whole year refusing to get any once mine ran out because I just hate them.
Business cards are great.
What do you like about a business card? I mean,
it's a form of contact. Easy to drop.
But I don't feel like anybody ever calls me when I hand them a business card. I think it's so much better to be like, oh, let me.
Well, they're
I'll
never going to call you if you don't hand them a business card.
No. What I do is I go, oh, no, I don't do that. Let me text you. I'll just call you right now. Let me get my number immediately into your phone. I don't do business cards.
I like that. The only reason I like business cards is because it's a great way for me to get out of a conversation. Be like, oh, hey, here's my card. Okay, see you later. And like, that's when I use it.
Well, it's
that's why I use them.
See, well, business card recently worked for my friend in the airport. So we were at the United Club getting ready to fly back from LA. And there was this girl a couple seats down from us. Eventually, they started talking. Then eventually we had to leave. Our flight was getting ready to board. We had to go. So what does he do? Just drops the business card down and says, here, if anytime, you just contact me and we'll get in touch soon.
Now that's the
good
right
closure.
Way to do it.
We walk away.
That's the right way to do it.
Yeah, it's good closure.
I'm awful at it. I've had two failures of business card drop-offs where I actually offended the person.
Yeah.
So
you're
an
offensive guy, Luch.
Why am I? I'm like a little teddy bear. Come on. I'm like a teddy bear on crack. Just running around for hugs.
Free hugs.
Hug me. God, you would totally punt that thing.
Yeah. I would definitely not take a business card from it.
You know what we have as our check-in offer on Marinate on Yelp for our free check-in is you check in and get a free hug because I'm too cheap to give out like a free taco anymore.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Free so hugs I actually saw, do you want the one where I, do you want the one where it made her mad or where she thought I was hitting on her?
Isn't this the same? Hitting on her.
You want the hitting on her one first? So at this Isner thing that you guys saw I did, when we were getting all set up, I was the DJ for this like pro-am, and John Isner was doing some clinics beforehand. And this, basically, it's at Trump National Country Club in Sterling. So pretty hoity-toity, if you will. Basically, everyone there, probably a millionaire, you would imagine.
Large buku dollars exchange.
A lot of money in that room. And so this woman walks in with her three. Oh my God, there were some like obvious trophy. Like, they clearly, like, it was just so obvious the stereotype of like a trophy wife, like coming in to play tennis and like with all her girls, and they look all fucking done right up and cute.
They definitely have
not good at tennis at all.
Morning.
Yeah, but they're terrible, you know, or like some of them were good actually. But what I wanted to say is that one of them was probably like, I don't know, 50 and fake tits. Clearly had some work done on her face and is like, oh my God, is it going to be a DJ today? And I was like, yeah, there is. And she's like, oh wow, no way. Like, I'm from Miami and like, you have no idea. Like, I've always thought I could be a DJ. And I was like, you could, you should take some classes. And she's like, oh, that's why I'm like divorced. Like, my husband wouldn't even take classes with me. Like, drop that real fast. And I was like, okay, cool. Well, you know what? You can play a song later. I got you. Like, I'll take care of you. She's like, oh my God, that's so cool. She walks off with her girlfriends, comes back like an hour later while the thing is full blown. And I was like, all right, hey, you, I got you, come over here. Let's make some dreams come true. You see that button? When I go like this, you hit that button. And like the song stopped and I was like, what's your name? She's like, whatever. It's not her name. She was just like, Jane. And I was like, cool. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for DJ Jane. And she hits it and boom, and she has her moment. And it's like really cool, right? Like, that's fun.
I mean, if you're not hitting on her, you should have been, because it's pretty smooth. I mean,
I'm genuinely not, although that is a very easy move if you really wanted to get a girl's number. I typically don't, because I'm trying to be professional. I just want everybody to have fun. However, she had a blast with that. Her friends are like, oh my God, look at that. She did it. DJ Jane. You know, and everybody's having a good time. That's fine.
Oh my God.
But
Snapchat.
At the end of the night, Belly, she's sitting there talking to me, and like I've clearly been like cool and on the same page with this person. And then I go like this. I just literally go, and this is where the delivery is all wrong. I'm doing stuff. I'm actually DJing at the same time. So I can't like walk up and just be like, hey, listen, this was an awesome time. In case you ever need me to DJ any events in the future, I'd love to work with you. Just here's my number in case you need it. That's not what I said. I literally just, she's at my table. I handed her a card and I just said, just in case you need me for anything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's how it went.
Can I get an explosion? Because it was basically like,
yeah.
Like, yep. Out of nowhere. I had no intention of hitting on this woman. No intention of hitting. I literally meant in my head.
I mean, it sounds quite pretentious, too. Like, hey, I'll fuck you later.
Is that how it sounded? Because it's not what I was saying. I was literally saying,
hey, if you need any services, boom. There's
if you need
card.
Me for your undercarriage, I, yeah, like, what
they call me the plumber. Boom.
That's why,
yeah,
I hate.
What you said the first time would have been way more appropriate.
Let me clean your pipes. Boom.
Oh, God. Let me go fix your outlets.
Guarantee there's no cobwebs down there. She's fine. Just fine.
That would have been amazing. Oh, it would have been great. She was cute. It's just I wasn't hitting on her. And so the way she received it was like this. She goes,
like,
and
oh,
she just puts it down on the table.
You know why? You know why?
Oh, she left it on the table?
She literally just takes it, looks at it, looks at me, as if to say, oh, sweetie, you wish.
Oh, yeah.
And puts it down on
right.
the table.
And you know why, right? Because she's definitely
whoa.
Banging some rich dude
oh, yeah.
at that event.
Oh, yeah.
She's actually and, going
but,
for
but,
Phil.
But, Delia, the whole thing I'm trying to say is, like, that struck me. I was like, why would she be so rude to leave it there like that? That's, like, almost
she's
a fuck
Northern
you.
She's from Northern Virginia.
I don't think so. I think it's more because I accidentally hit on her.
Yeah.
I'm accidentally
oh,
hitting on her. It has
feel
to
like,
be.
Yeah. She's like, oh, honey.
Like,
yeah,
you ain't on my level. And then she just, like, puts it
right.
down. And I'm like,
you're a fucking DJ.
Wow. I thought we were cool.
Yeah, right.
Jesus.
So So what did you do? You just like, because I mean, you're
well, first. I was butthurt over it. I was like, what did I do? And then I thought about it and I figured out, oh, she thinks I'm hitting on her.
Whoops.
Like, I got to do this better. There's another way to do it. We got to get a break. Holy hell.
The other way to do it is what?
How do I do it right, Belly? Tell me how to do it right.
Just pretend like you're not hitting on them at all. When you ignore them completely, they get really like, whoa. Why are you ignoring?
That right there is a knowledge bomb. If you want a girl to pay attention to you, pay zero attention to her.
Well, no.
And that's annoying, but it's true. Because that makes me, if a girl is paying zero attention to me, let's be honest, I want her a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's like you just want to know why.
I'll take what I can get at this point.
All right, when we get back, let's do some resting bitch face, because if that girl were to come up to you and she can't figure out how to smile, might not go well. I want to talk to you guys about that. Social Media Lounge, be ready to pop off. I'm coming at you next. It's Looch Dog in the Morning.
At LITMRadio.com.